Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we are going to be discussing a number of ways that you can organize and incorporate your website with your mobile ad and marketing campaigns to really get an integrated marketing channel set up. So we're super glad that you're joining us for another episode of the podcast, Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. We produce this podcast every other week, and if you're not aware, we aim to cover topics that are relevant to our customers or to prospective customers who may need a little bit more guidance to get going and create some really effective campaigns.
That's right. We cover a variety of topics for a number of verticals that we do well with, and those include realtor marketing, online coaching, retail and service businesses, trade show and events, podcast promotion, and for those of you in the state legal cannabis industry, we also produce about 15 to 20% of our episodes geared to that market at the moment.
Right. So before we kick off on the topic, I've been checking our stats, Hayes, and we are seeing an increasing number of first-time listeners, which is super awesome. And if you happen to be a first-time listener, then you are in luck. Or if you aren't exactly sure how mobile wallet ad campaigns work, Hazel's going to take a couple of minutes now and give you an overview of how it works and how you can use it. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Hayes.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on, those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification and they have the ability to tap the backlinks and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Cool. All right. Now that we have that out of the way, let's get back on topic for today's episode.
Right. We're going to talk about how to integrate the mobile wallet pass with your current website and talk about best practices going forward to make the most of the combination. And one of our previous episodes, which has actually turned into one of the most popular, is episode 40, Integrating Offline and Online Marketing. We ran that one last year, and it's really full of a lot of good information. We're not going to cover all that info again today either, so you might want to look it up after you finish listening to this episode.
Yep, that was a fun episode to record, and I am super stoked that it has become so well received. Do you know it's always in the top 10 of the monthly stats, even though we have also done plenty of episodes about podcast stats, so we don't get too excited about those stats.
We don't get too jump over it. You're right.
Okay, so let's take a quick virtual tour of the average website. I'm going to pull up dominoresearch.com since that's the site where we host this podcast, and it's really easy to follow along with. We've done the basic integration, and we are going to talk about what is where and why we put it out there. So we use WordPress on most of our sites, just like a large percentage of our customers, but Drupal, Joomla, Bootstrap, Wix, Weebly, blah, 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 any of these sites can be set up in a similar manner. We're not talking about rocket science.
Yeah, so we don't have anything on the front page right now as far as an integration.
No, we don't. And here's the reason why. We use the landing pages philosophy to build out our websites into relevant and specific topics, and we tailor the mobile wallet pass campaign inclusion based on the specific topic and the pass that's designed for that. So on dominoresearch.com, for instance, most of our inclusions on our general site pages are going to be for podcast marketer pass updates.
Which has really helped us build our podcast listeners, and it's noticeable in our stats on the days when we send out lock screen notifications about episode updates.
Yeah, so if you're following along on the website, click through now to either the blog, which is the domino effect link at the top or the bottom, and scroll down the page. You'll notice a widget in the lower right that has a cover shot of the podcast artwork, and it says tap here on mobile and get automatic updates delivered to your lock screen. Now, if you're looking at the site on mobile already, then you would have kept on scrolling down the page because it doesn't have sidebars on mobile. They're put down to the bottom of the page. And tapping the link will bring up one of two things. It will either bring up an Apple Wallet screen if you're using an iPhone, and it will ask you if you want to add the pass to your Apple Wallet, or if you're on an Android phone, it will bring up a link to the Google Play Store unless you already have a compatible wallet app in your phone, in which case, if you don't have the app, you can get an app and drop the pass into it.
Right. There are several third-party apps in Google Play that come up based on where you are located, that handle the passes with the same functionality that Apple Wallet does.
Right. So if you also go into the podcast episodes page, which that link is up at the top or the bottom, and it says Mobile Marketing Podcast, you're going to see a similar widget in the top right-hand side of the page, and it also has the same link. So we integrate the direct links into the site. We do the same thing in our email newsletter, if we do SMS blasts. The links are there with simple graphics and directions so that it's easy for people to understand. We want to make it incredibly easy for people to get the updates on their phones. And as you said before, Hayes, we do see a noticeable bounce in activity when we update our podcast episodes on the passes.
That's right. And let's take a minute and talk about the schedule that we use for updates. We like to get the most out of each piece of content that we produce. And since we release new episodes every other week, on the off weeks, when there isn't a new episode, that's when we update the passes. That way, we are cycling through the same content and likely, based on the stats bump, reaching people who aren't paying attention to iTunes or Spreaker, etc., to know when a new episode is released.
Right. I mean, it's another way of making sure that people know that we have new content.
Right, but you don't have to use it just for podcast updates.
No, like for instance, on my kimstewart.net site, I use it for blog entry updates as well. I have a different pass that's added to the wallets, and I send out those notifications a couple days after I update the blog entry. And, you know, I try to do that every week, which is why I have a couple days lag in there instead of a week, but, you know, I'm not always successful for that. It's in a link column in my free stuff section that is simply titled Get Mobile Updates, and it goes through that same process that we talked about earlier with either Apple Wallet or Google Play or Android wallets.
Right, and we have several different image blurbs scattered throughout the product sites, mobilewalletmarketer.com and cannabiswallet.net, that link to specific mobile wallet passes available to add on the phone as well.
Right. I mean, it's super simple to integrate and incorporate the pass links into the regular site verbiage and to kind of liberally sprinkle them throughout the site, just like you would with any other calls to action. If you're using pop-ups, top ribbons, bottom ribbons, or if you use a plugin or if you have calls to action inserts that are inserted in your blog posts or after your blog posts, you can put the pass links in them just like you would a newsletter sign up.
You could offer the option in a pop-up, for instance, to either sign up for a newsletter via email or sign up for the newsletter via mobile. And if you offer the option, I think you'll be surprised at just how many people will take the mobile option instead of the email newsletter choice.
And you know, that brings up an interesting point, because when you start getting people who sign up for the mobile updates, that offers you a whole new world of opportunities. I mean, it is so much easier at this moment to get a favorable response from a lock screen notification than it is to actually get someone to open up a newsletter and read it from start to finish. But with a mobile wallet passes, if you use the back of the pass, you can use it any way you wish, but you really should include links to your current newsletter. I mean, some people actually do want to read it, and you know, it's usually a better presentation on a mobile responsive web page than it is in the mail reader on a lot of phones, especially if you have graphics heavy presentations with your content.
Right, since there are plenty of people like you that don't enable the HTML version on their phone.
You know what? That's right. I don't, by default, let my Android phone display HTML email newsletters. And, you know, the other thing about it, in iOS, on the past few updates, there's now that option at the top of a mailer that Apple decides is coming from a subscription newsletter. You know, Apple knows it's coming from a list, and it has an unsubscribe link right there on the very top. And, you know, they don't think they're not encouraging people to unsubscribe, but you know what? I think they are putting it out there in a way that increases the drop-off rate due to the power of suggestion. And, you know, going with a mobile update that links to the web version of the news, I think it's less likely to result in unsubscribes because there is no unsubscribe link at the top of the responsive page. You know, that keeps their inbox a little less cluttered. You know, a lot of people, like me, are trying to work on inbox zero as a real practice. So I tend to go through stages where I just start unsubscribing for everything, unless it's something that I absolutely want to see.
But you sign up for so many newsletters. I can't imagine what your inbox actually looks like on an average day.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably a couple hundred emails, and every now and then I get tired of looking at it, and I also miss a lot of stuff by relying on email alone.
And with a mobile wallet pass being used as the content update trigger, You can also include links to anything else besides the newsletter, too. If you're looking for more social media interaction, place those links higher up on the back of the pass. If you want to run a tap or call or tap to email response type of integration, put those in a more prominent places on the back.
Right. And, you know, if you have sponsors for your content or sponsors for your event, you can move those links up to the top of the mobile wallet pass. You know, the beauty of it, in my mind, is that you don't have to leave it that way forever. You can change it up as often as you need. You know, I mean, it's as simple as filling out a form.
Right, right. Interaction with more links by using mobile wallet pass to handle your updates is noticeable as well.
True. I mean, you know, we see a little bump in podcast listens every time I update my blog pass, since I have the podcast link pretty close to the top on the back of my blog passes.
So let's talk about landing pages for a second. We mentioned it earlier, and we're all about using targeted landing pages for campaigns. And we try to tie in the content in those with some sort of mobile element every time.
Right. Maybe it's using the landing page to get people to add the pass to their wallet. Or maybe it's using the wallet to drive people to the landing page. You know, the conversion rates on lock screen traffic is really, really tremendous. And we still see rates in like the 85 to 90% range of pass stickiness. I think maybe what I mean by that is once somebody adds a pass into their wallet, very few people remember to actively decide to delete it.
Yeah, I see people with two-year-old boarding passes in their Apple Wallet. Especially people that don't fly that much. They either don't realize that they could delete it or they don't bother deleting it. I often wonder if the airlines understand what kind of marketing opportunity they are missing by not converting their used boarding passes into another format and sending things like fare sale alerts directly to previous customers using the lock screen updates.
Yeah, well, I don't have two-year-old boarding passes in my phone, but, you know, I fly on United a lot, and I use Apple Wallet for every single trip. So about once a month, I have to clear out at least a half a dozen boarding passes. Otherwise, it gets to the point that I can't find my current boarding pass if I let the lock screen notification go by without opening it. So let's close out here with a couple of other minor notes about integrating the mobile wallet passes with website pages, and then let's kind of sum it up for everybody who's still listening.
Okay, cool. I think one of the minor notes would be messaging frequency. Unless you are producing an event or have a time-sensitive offer, for instance, you're an online coach and you are about to close signups for a new mastermind or course, then you should proceed fairly gently, for lack of a better word, with the updates.
Yeah, unless you happen to own an adult use marijuana dispensary. I mean, then it seems like you can just send as many messages as you want and nobody ever deletes a pass.
I know, it's crazy, right? Those guys are absolutely killing it with updates, and not only do they not see deletions, they get a ton of click-throughs. They're also seeing super engagement with geofencing around their competitors' dispensaries, and it doesn't seem to be losing its effectiveness as we move further into the new year.
Okay, so here's my chief takeaways list. Number one, integration with the website is easy. You can include the short URL links on any of the pages, in your widgets, in your emails, whatever. If someone opens the link in their browser on mobile, they either go to Apple Wallet, Android Wallets, or to the Google Play Store. Number two, you can include multiple passes to promote different things. And if you group your segments before you create your passes, it's really easy to do selective target marketing based on the passes. You know, we talked about this in a lot of archived episodes, so we didn't go through the basics again in this episode. Number three, your engagement conversions are going to be better than email. The unsubscribes are fewer than with sending out email newsletters. And you can choose to offer the end user multiple ways to engage so you aren't relying on somebody to actually open and read an email. And let's see, my last one. Since the passes are completely customizable, you can change up your campaigns or your URLs or your notification schedule. And I mean, like literally change any element in your campaign at almost any time.
Well, that's a great summary. I think that does it for me this time on this episode. While I know you can keep chatting away about how it effectively integrates the passes into your marketing campaigns, we're going to have to sign off and let the listeners do some research on their own. Or they can get in touch with us via dominoresearch.com, mobilewalletmarketer.com, or cannabiswallet.net, depending on what industry you happen to work in. We're always happy to answer your questions and get you as much information or a demo if you prefer that.
Right, so thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you on the next episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy.